My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jeff Phelps, no Baskin today. Dan Minigan playing the role of Andy Baskin. Last night, the Guardians won their fourth straight game. This team is interesting, Dan, because just when you think, oh my goodness, here come the sky is falling. They've lost seven straight games. This isn't good. Boom, four-game winning streak. And they do it in a strange kind of way. I would say kind of strange kind of way. You bounce back against Minnesota, you win two. Now you've won two against the Cubs. The guy you picked up in your trade, Lane Thomas, who we're going to talk about in a little bit, he's not been helping you. You decided to give John Kenzie Noel bats again in the month of August. Three home runs in two games. Emmanuel Clase shuts him down. Matthew Boyd just is nails yesterday. And, you know, they went out, they scouted him. He had a workout. Guardians were there. They offered him a major league contract. And he signed it, and he wanted to be a part of this. Why? Because A, chance to get on the mound in some meaningful games. B, chance to get on a mound. And they gave him a contract for the rest of this year. He has a prove-it deal, and it's not just prove-it to the Guardians. It's prove-it to everybody in Major League Baseball. His agent is Scott Boras. If you know anything about Scott Boras, you know what that means. It means that, okay, if Matthew Boyd is really good the rest of the way, he's gonna get every dime he can possibly get because Scott Boras is really good at his job. So Boyd's going to do what he has to do. And if he does that, boy, does it help this baseball team. You were skeptical. There's okay to have skepticism because it's been only one game. But, man, did he look good last night.
It looked good. It looked good. The spin was there. There was some swing and miss that was in there. A couple of hard hit balls along the way, which you'll run into. Some of them smacked into the ground. Some of them just missed, finding their way over to the fence.
But only three hits.
Yeah, only three hits scattered. You're going to run into that in most starts anyway. I hope he can do it again. It was great to see. I'm thrilled for him. I'm still not 110% convinced that this is the way you want to build a rotation heading into September. With a guy coming off of Tommy John that you are hoping on the back end of it. And I know, hey, with somebody yesterday bring up a really good point. They've had Carlos Carrasco pitch the entire season, and it hasn't been pretty, even though everybody in Cleveland has kind of enjoyed it because it's Carlos Carrasco and everybody loves
him. Well, it's Carlos, yeah.
Right, everybody loves him. But the results weren't exactly there. This has looked good so far. I hope that continues to remain the case. I am not going to full-blown, you know, say I'm wrong or anything like that.
Well, no, you're not. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I was very encouraged.
You should be. He looked like a guy who's a veteran pitcher, and did he look healthy. You know, the first pitch strikes was, I mean, what he did last night and the way he approached the job was a pitching clinic. Pound the strike zone, first pitch strikes, get ahead of batters, and then make them hit your pitch. And put them off balance, make them, you know, put them in bad counts, and then they're swinging your pitch and not theirs. Oh, my goodness. He was phenomenal last night.
Hit 95-1 on the gun at one point. Or no, sorry, that was that's Pedro Avila. Hit 93-7 on the gun last night.
Yeah, he was sitting 91, 92, 93.
Right. Which is fine when you've got movement and you got spin and you can get people out.
And you have location. Man, he was throwing strikes like crazy, but he wasn't throwing strikes over the middle of the plate. That's impressive.
Absolutely.
As everybody will tell you, when you're coming back from this surgery, you can get your velocity back. You can get that. The thing that takes a while is finding your control, being able to locate your pitches where you want them to be. And he had that last night. Man, he was good.
It was very encouraging. It was what this team needed. I mean, he gave them 5 2/3. It's what this team needed. I mean, you wanted a guy who would go out there and at least help you bridge the gap into the pen so that you didn't have to keep relying on these guys and burning them out. I hope they begin, and look, I know with that injury, they're very, very careful, and these guys know what they're doing. They have the doctors. They have the science behind all of this stuff. Hopefully, he can start giving you a little more, because it would be really nice to have at least one guy who could throw you into the seventh inning that isn't named Tanner Bibee.
Seven innings. That sounds adventurous.
Into the seventh.
I know. It still sounds adventurous. It still sounds adventurous.
Well, it would
he
be.
He pitched into the sixth yesterday. If he can become a guy who gives you the quality start, which, you know, it's interesting they call it a quality start, because back in the day, starting pitchers would have scoffed at the idea of, wait a minute, I gave up 3 runs in 6 innings and that's quality. But that's where we are with pitching now. If he can give you quality start after quality start, then you've got something. I would still think they're going to err on the side of limiting pitches for him coming back from the surgery. So he's going to have to be really, really efficient with his pitches. He threw, 80 pitches last night. He's going to have to be really efficient in order to get through 6 innings. But, man, you're going to keep throwing him out there, Dano. That's the one thing I think we saw last night. He's going to get thrown out there.
Right.
Certainly next turn, and I would think if the next turn doesn't go well, you're throwing him out there again. I would think he gets 3 or 4 or 5 starts. And if they go reasonably well, he's in the rotation the rest of the year.
6 balls hit over 95 miles an hour, something to keep an eye on. You know, again, guys squared up 6 different times, hit a ball really hard. Now, granted, it was at people, but still, one of those things that you circle. You know, keep an eye on that whole thing. Okay, especially a guy with that track record of giving up as many home runs as he has, if that control's a little off, it might be a long evening for him. But it was nice to see, and good for him, and I'm glad he's back. And off of everything that you said of, you know, all of a sudden I tweaked my arm, I'm getting surgery 2 days later, and I'm sitting in the Pacific Northwest wondering what in the world happened. I mean, it's great to see a guy like that find his way back to the rubber and back to doing what he loves doing.
Then you have the right field situation. And I'm sorry. I know John Kenzie Noel has some swing and miss, and I know you traded for Lane Thomas. You've got to play that guy. He changes games. He won last night's game for you. He had the game-winning hit. Because it was only a 2-1 game. Hmm? That's what one guy taking one swing and putting a ball almost to the arena.
That's why you need those guys.
Well, exactly. And the night before he hits 2 home runs, he's got to be in the lineup, Dano, 3 out of 4 games. Does he not?
Yes.
I would think he does.
Yes. You only have 2 other guys in this lineup.
And he was facing a right-handed pitcher. They started him against a righty. Okay, so, you know, smart move. Start him against the righty because he had 2 home runs the game before. Keep him hot.
Yes, and keep doing it. Like, you need somebody who can change the trajectory of any game in one swing of the bat. And yeah, there's going to be swing and miss in that. I'm not saying you need to build a whole team of guys that are that way. But what I'm saying is you need to have a lot of different ways to score runs. And this team, while yes, has gone 110 games or so with scoring runs in bizarre fashion that typical teams aren't doing since the 1980s, where, you know, hey, it's a bunt single that then the guy threw away and they were paying attention and taking 2 bases on a sacrifice fly because of a lazy throw in and all of that stuff that the Guardians do that we all love about baseball. And they do it as well as anybody, if not better. you need to have somebody who can hit the ball over the fence. Like, I know those guys are expensive. I know this team doesn't typically
well, you know
look
they're
at those
expensive.
Kind of guys. But you need to hit the ball over the fence.
What did you think last night, folks? First of all, Matthew Boyd. And it's bigger than one guy coming out and having a great start in his first appearance after a career-threatening and career-altering surgery. To me, what this is more than anything, Dan, it's our front office being smart again. Okay, we think the trade market's going to really blow up for starting pitching. Let's make a preemptive strike and bring this guy in and let him finish his rehab with us. He's been doing it on his own. He's been a free agent. Nobody signed him. Let's bring him in. Let's help him finish up. Let's get him into the clubhouse between his minor league starts. Let's get him familiar with the situation. And let's get this guy on the mound and see if we have something that didn't cost us a thing other than money. Front office, well done. Well done. Alex Cobb starts tonight.
Mm-hmm. We'll Listers. See what he's got.
We'll see what he has. Another move. You make that move at the trade deadline to give up a young guy for him. Let's see what happens there.
You left him in a smidge too long the last time.
Just a smidge, as the kids say.
Yeah, that's one of those. I'm with you. I love the Cobb move. I've never hidden that fact, and I will never hide that fact. I am an Alex Cobb homer. I think it's going to be.
We've heard.
It's going to be another evening of him.
And I like that.
Hopefully sitting 95, getting a decent amount of swing and miss, and a lot of guys banging balls into the ground. Hopefully Brian Rocchio can clean up some of that defense tonight because it's going to be needed. Because boy, oh boy, if that defense is going to slip and that stick isn't going to be good, the reasons to have him out there start dwindling very quickly.
Well, isn't that true?
Yeah.
That's absolutely true.
And all of a sudden, there's a certain person that's a designated, that's been DFA'd
by
the Dodgers that somebody's licking their chops over.
Yeah, and that somebody is me.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That would be Ahmed Rosario.
Don't do it. No.
Folks.
Bad Jeff.
Do you want him back?
Bad Jeff.
Ahmed Rosario, who's hitting over 300 on the season. Go ahead and say the words, Dan. A small sample size. Go ahead. Say it, Dan. Go ahead.
Actually, I'm not going to say it because I have this instead.
92.3 The Fan. Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Browns linebacker Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa has agreed to a 3-year, $39 million extension to stay with the ball club.
And Andrew Berry, he just loves spending Haslam family money.
$25 million in guaranteed money. It'll be on an average of $13 million per year, but we know average is they'll move that stuff all over the place. But JOK not going anywhere, at least for the next 3 years.
That's outstanding. That's a guy you needed to sign. That's a guy you needed to sign. Thoughts on that, folks? If you have any, 216-474-0092. I'm glad he's here. I want Ahmed Rosario here. I'll make my case next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.